December 1959. Sheriff Ed Beadles grabbed the barrel of his shotgun, yanking it from the rack in his patrol car. He knew Charlie Brennan well enough to know better, but there he was, standing in front of his brother's farmhouse, not 50 feet in front of him, covered in blood, one arm wrapped over his 10-year-old niece, Maggie, clutching her like she was a hostage, the girl wearing nothing but a nightgown, shivering in the cold. The dispatcher had taken Charlie's call 30 minutes ago, Charlie screaming at her that Sam and Gretchen were dead and that he had Maggie. The Brennan place was 20 miles south of the sheriff's headquarters in the Johnson County Courthouse in Olathe. He'd made good time, taking advantage of the new highway, Interstate 35, that had opened earlier in the year, making it to Spring Hill in 20 minutes, then heading west and busting it over the last few miles of rough county road. He fishtailed, making the turn into the Brennan's property, tires spitting gravel and ice laid down in last week's storm, siren blaring, his heart riding in his throat the last quarter mile to the farmhouse. He was first on the scene, his deputy, Tom Goodell, and 2 ambulances, 5 minutes behind. It had been 3 weeks since the Clutter family had been slaughtered in their farmhouse near Holcomb. That was a good 400 miles west, but there had been no arrests, and every lawman in the state was on edge, scared the killers would strike again. Still, Beadles knew it was more likely that Charlie had killed his brother and sister-in-law than some faceless maniacs, most murders being committed by people who knew their victims. He'd heard talk of trouble between the brothers, something about the land their parents left them, but as far as he knew, it was just talk. He opened his car door and stepped out, keeping the door between him and Charlie, the shotgun invisible at his side. The farmhouse sat on a rise, sheltered on 3 sides from the wind by stands of maples and oaks. It had been daylight for an hour, the sky heavy and close with leaden clouds, the wind cold and stiff enough to make a man deaf.
"Let her go, Charlie," Beadles shouted.
"They're dead, both of them."
A rose mist floated off of Charlie, fresh blood mixing with the frozen air.
"Then we can't do anything for them, but we can take care of Maggie. Now let her go."
Beadles didn't see a weapon in either of Charlie's hands, but that didn't mean he was innocent or unarmed. He could be both and also be unhinged by what he'd seen, making him dangerous in another way. Beadles started a slow walk toward Charlie and Maggie, keeping the shotgun aimed at the ground. His deputy and the ambulances would come storming into the yard any second. No way to tell how Charlie would react to the added commotion.
"It's no good,"
Charlie said, tightening his grip on the girl.
"They're dead, cut to pieces."
"And that's a terrible thing. Let's not make it any worse."
Beadles closed the distance between them, leveling the shotgun at Charlie. Though he couldn't shoot Charlie without shredding Maggie with buckshot, he knew the sight of that gun pointed at Charlie couldn't help but make him focus on his mortality. Charlie stared at the shotgun.
"Ed, well, you don't think I killed him, do you?"
They were 10 feet apart. Charlie's hands, arms, and chest were soaked in blood. Maggie's face was streaked with crimson, honey-colored bangs falling over her eyes, her lips blue, her nightgown blood-splattered. Beadles stepped closer, raising the shotgun at Charlie's face. Charlie's eyes opened wide like daylilies under the sun.
"I don't think anything, Charlie. I just want to have a look at Maggie, make sure she's okay. Then you and I can talk about what happened. That be all right with you?"
Deputy Goodell's cruiser skidded to a stop, flanking Beadles, Charlie, and the girl. Using his open car door for cover, he drew his handgun, taking a two-fisted aim at Charlie Brennan.
"We okay here, Sheriff?" Goodell asked.
"How about it, Charlie? We okay?" Beadles asked.
Charlie hung his head.
"Yeah, we're okay."
Beadles lowered his shotgun, reaching for Maggie with his free hand.
"Come here, sweetheart," he said.
Maggie slipped out from under Charlie's arm and put her hand in his. Beadles squeezed her hand and she squeezed his, surprising Beadles with her calm strength, as if the blood on her fingers was nail polish.